As legislators begin weighing big changes to the nation's healthcare system, some people are trying to change smaller parts of it right now. Supporters of something called home infusion therapy rallied recently on Capitol Hill. NPR's Joanne Silberner was there and reports on a glitch in Medicare that is making life harder for many of the people it's meant to help.
If you had to sit for an hour a day while you got an intravenous infusion of medication, would you rather be in the hospital or at home? There's no argument among doctors that many intravenous medications can be safely infused at home. At home, you wouldn't be exposed to all those bad germs in the hospital. It's cheaper. Most health insurance policies pay for it. But Medicare, the federal program for the elderly and disabled, does not. And that irked 72-year-old Nancy Helms enough to get a friend to bring her in a wheelchair from her home in Yorktown, Virginia, to a rally on Capitol Hill. Last winter, Helms needed daily IV infusions.
I'm a diabetic, have been for about 43 years. I had an infection on my toe, and I had to start taking antibiotic IV therapy.
Besides her toe, Helms was okay. She didn't want or need to stay in the hospital, so every day for weeks, she and her husband got into their truck and headed to the hospital because Medicare won't pay for home infusion.
Looking back on it, it was just a really hard situation for the two of us. He didn't feel like taking me, and I didn't feel like going.
She had a bad heart. He had emphysema and had to take his oxygen tank with him.
He would go and take me and sit in the parking lot and just wait for me to get through. It would take about an hour each day to get the infusion and then go home.
Her husband died in June. If Helms needs IV therapy again?
I don't know who would take me to the hospital this time because he died and I have two sons, but they have to work. You know, you don't have people that just can take you to the hospital every day for things, especially when you need help getting up and getting dressed.
People started getting home infusions about 30 years ago for infections, cancer, arthritis, gastrointestinal diseases, and more. Some people can hook themselves up to the IV. Others require a health worker to stop by. It makes financial sense. It costs a couple of $100 a day rather than $1,500 or more to be in the hospital. With Medicare, the prescription drug program, Part D, will cover the antibiotics and other drugs used. But the home services and equipment needed for home infusion falls between the cracks. It's not covered by any part of Medicare. Letting people like Nancy Helms get infusion at home would be a lot easier on patients, says Sean Tunis, former chief medical officer for Medicare. The problem is Medicare doesn't have the legal authority to pay for it.
Even if they think it would be a smart thing to do, even if they would think it would, you know, save them tons of money, even if it's better for patient care, if Congress didn't give them the authority to pay for that, they can't do it.
To change the situation, legislators have introduced bills in the last Congress and this one. Democrat Elliot Engel of New York is an author of the House version.
It's just common sense. I mean, it's just a matter of if we can show people, it saves the government money, it's better for people in the home, it's a win-win. I can think of no negatives for this bill.
But there is one negative, an accounting problem. If you just look at the equipment and services cost and don't look at the hospital savings, it looks like it could cost the government more money. But there's an analysis being done now that is very likely to show that home infusion is a good deal. What the bill's sponsors are hoping is that this analysis will convince fellow legislators that it's okay to vote for the bill, and that folks like Nancy Helms will be able to get their infusion treatments at home. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.